Is it working?
I guess it's on. I guess so.
Yeah. Cool.
This is a whole room of role reversal right now.
We're doing a flip it.
Not only am I at the controls, but Mitch is feeding baby Bailey, and it's like a little episode of My Two Dads in here.
Why? Because she's feeding me.
And because we're both sitting here sort of like, you know, playing with the baby, trying to get smiles out of
right,
her.
Right, right, right.
It's just like an episode of My Two Dads, except the two dads in this room are way more sophisticated and beautiful and handsome and, you know, strong and brave. But what do we... Yeah.
It's been so long, everybody.
It's been since April 21st.
Yeah.
To be technical about it.
We got some fan mail that suggested you guys were getting antsy. So we're ready. We got some more tracks for you.
Yeah, loads. Should we just start it off?
Yeah, whatever.
One? Okay, yeah, we'll start with Love Is All. I dare you to tell the difference between these guys and the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. So which came first?
The chicken.
Love Is All or the Yeah Yeah Yeahs?
Oh, I don't know. Where'd you find out about them?
I found, you know, where I always find out about new music, Hype Machine.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not just becoming like a source of free downloads, but a discovery mechanism for you.
Completely. No, I just download whatever has the coolest name. Yeah. And then I listen to it
it's
to see if
cool
the song
music
matches
that's
up.
Coming through. It's not a lot
it
of
is.
Shit.
Yeah. 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 Well, I'm behind on my research, so I haven't actually looked
Did
up.
Did you log
anything
in?
About
Do they,
them.
They make recommendations too, don't they?
I just get their RSS feed, and I don't know how. It's always pretty close to what I want, but it is. It's like magic. Yeah, man.
Cool. Yeah, that's good.
So, Mitch,
where are they from?
That's the thing. I'm I'm behind on my research. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Okay.
Try go ask Google.
We'll try it again later. Maybe Bailey knows. Hey, Bailey. What is that band called?
Love Is All.
Do you know where Love Is All is from?
She gets all shy like her mom when the mic is.
She sees the mic and it's like, I don't know. What are you doing?
So you wanted to dedicate this show today.
Yeah, to all the listeners who are still there with us, even though we took a month break.
Long, quiet month, although it flew by.
Well, you went on holiday, right?
Yeah, I was in the south of France for a little while, just for 5 days. It wasn't long enough, but it was really nice. It made me kind of homesick. It reminds me of California.
And you were cycling around a lake? Or
yeah, the Mont Saint-Victoire. It's a beautiful cycle ride.
No
Absolutely
biggie.
Gorgeous. It was just like sunny. I got so sunburned. My arms have been peeling for the last week. But I was like a real authentic Brit on holiday.
How long is the ride?
We were out for 6 hours. We took our time. You could do it in three probably if you really didn't, you know, mosey. But we moseyed. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I want to get it. I'm thinking about getting a bike, a new bike.
Oh man, tell me you want to spend some money because I got some recommendations.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I need to have more than one gear.
You can do that. No, there's plenty of stylish ways to ride with more than one gear these days, Mitch. Yeah, no, you can still get respect and have more than one gear.
I spotted out a couple of bikes. One that I like actually by Specialized called a Cirrus.
Mm.
They've got a big range.
And yeah, they make a cool selection.
And then there's another one. It's called... I can't remember the name of it.
Condor?
No, not Condor. I like Condor, but
they're nice. They're a little pricey.
I don't like the decals and stuff on the. I mean, you can paint over that.
Yeah, I think they got some styling bikes.
What's the one? There's another one that's got. It's just tiny little amount of writing on the right on the neck. It's a new bike company. They've just been out in the last year or two.
Couldn't tell you. I'd only know if I heard the name.
Brick, I can find it, but they've got this cycle that I really like. That it's got on the back, it's got an internal hub changing mechanism. So it's got eight gears, but it rides like it's just got one.
Mm-hmm. Those internal hub devices are like strong as wood. They're amazing. Nothing ever goes wrong with them too.
Really?
So you might as well just have a fixie. I mean, they're just perfect. Those things, they've been around for ages. But they've always been viewed as kind of a bit pansy.
Yeah.
You know, because they usually came on like beach cruisers and things.
Right.
And but anyway, yeah, it's good. You don't really need eight for London.
Dude, I live on a hill.
Get some exercise. push.
See what I mean? I don't want to talk to you about this because you're just going to tell me I'm a pussy.
No, I'm you're right, actually.
what do you recommend? Don't you have like an Australian?
I recommend there's a great website called Kiwi Cycles. I forget if it's .org or .com, mm-hmm. but this guy, I think he's based just outside London, and he finds frames and he buys old frames and then refurbishes them to the most awesome standard. And it's just his passion. And he usually refurbishes them to like you said, like internal five speeds or single speeds or some are fixies, some are freewheel.
But it's like £2,000.
No. That's the best thing about him is that his bikes go from anywhere from £300 up to, you know, 800.
But can you do cycle to work through that guy? Probably not.
I don't know. Do you have to be registered for that sort of thing?
Yeah, there's this thing. So certain businesses do it because, they can get a tax write off and their employees love it. And it's basically the company buys the bike. It's a loophole in the system. The company buys the bike for you.
Yeah.
You pay the company back.
Yes. In pre-tax money.
Yeah. You pay them.
So it's a big write off.
So it's like 50% basically. Yeah. So this is the one that I'm looking at, but I think it might be, it's from Charge. It's like a high.
I haven't heard of them.
Oh, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's an awesome deal though, the cycle to work thing.
Anyway, so yeah, it's got the internal hub on the back wheel. But it's got disc brakes and I actually kind of want V brakes.
Nice. Yeah, disc brakes is a bit much. You just don't really need that.
Yeah.
But still, that's a sweet ride, man. Better get a good lock.
Yeah, seriously. Well, I mean, the Specialized ones like a little bit less, and it's pretty much the same thing. Yeah. And it has V-brake, so maybe
it's really funny how everyone's lock now weighs more than their bike.
So Kiwi Cycles is the place
Kiwi
to go.
Cycles is really cool. Plus, it's a one-man band, and it's just his passion.
And he's here in the UK?
Yeah, he's just outside London, I believe.
Cool.
Yeah. I've been wanting to go and pay him a visit, so if you're at all interested, maybe we could take a day on a weekend and
that'd be awesome.
Go see what he's up to. And
maybe he can do cycle to work.
He might. You never know. I'll send you the website, and you can email him. Yeah. He gets right back to you.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, what else we got?
I don't know. Oh, hey.
You're in control.
Yeah, I am in control.
You're at the helm,
Dan. I almost forgot.
What direction are we going in?
Why don't we play your novelty track?
Okay. This is from the Greenskeepers?
Yeah. It's a mystery. It's a mystery on a number of levels, but I'm sure the users will get the listeners will get the reference pretty quick.
I'm looking down the hole, you're looking up at me. You're cold and tired, that is easy to see. Lower the rope to you, a bucket on the line. Your membrane will be soft and smooth, and your heart will be mine. It rubs the lotion on its skin, or as it gets the hose again. It rubs the lotion on its skin, or as it gets the hose again. Yes, precious, it gets the hose.
They're luscious.
Yeah. Well, clearly they're inspired by the beauty of the lyrics.
I think it was amazing.
That cracked me up.
I don't know where we got it from. That's what's weird about it. That's the mystery that Dan was talking about.
It came to Mitch through the ether one night, landing on his computer.
I was getting the show ready, and I look in my new Notes Underground folder, and there's a folder already in there called New Music 79, and I'm like, okay. I'm already prepared. And then there is a song called Lotion.
You prepped for the show Sleepwalking.
Yeah, I mean, it must have been in the middle of the night. I'm like, oh, that's a great track.
Maybe you even recorded it on your own.
It might be mine. Yeah. You know?
It might be a Mitch McAllister special.
Well, no, actually, I did a little bit of research on the Greenskeepers, and I found out that they actually have a track on the new Grand Theft Auto.
That is big. That's props right there.
It's not Lotion.
Did you listen to any of their other songs?
Yeah, they sound really good. There's one called Vagabond or something like that. I think that's the really good one.
Did they all have that same kind of lo-fi?
Yeah, kind of.
Because that sounded like they recorded it in their closet, probably after a serious session together.
So dumb. But you know, that's cool.
So back to the old news. Love Is All is out of Gothenburg, Sweden.
Okay, another Swedish band.
Another Swedish band. We can't help but like the Swedish bands.
What the hell?
Well, man, as long as they sound like the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, I'm listening.
So I was just saying to Dan before the show started, I got the new Bon Iver album, and I love it. I actually listened to it three times back to back, and I didn't get tired of the sound. I really like it.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah, it's really good.
Did you bought the album?
No.
Maybe. You bought it emotionally.
Though. I should though. Now that I've discovered that I like it, I'll buy it.
That's cool. I don't know enough about Bon Iver. Yeah. I know we played him on the show, but I don't know enough.
It's really good. It reminds me kind of My Morning Jacket, sort of like, you know, acoustic, kind of like really reverby vocals, and
yeah,
I don't know.
It sounds like that would suit my mood these days.
Yeah, especially when it's raining in May.
I know, dude. I've had this odd, like melancholy over the last week, broken up by like only a few things. One, the Robert Plant Alison Krauss show we went to see the other week.
That lifted my spirits too.
That totally took me to another place. Yeah. And then
Scott Matthews.
Scott Matthews,
he was good.
That was a shocking treat. He was brilliant. And the barbecue we threw day before yesterday.
Yeah, that was fun.
And hanging with Bailey today. She's so smiley.
Yeah, she's
all these
fun
things help you forget.
Yeah, it's funny. I had a shit day a couple days ago too.
Yeah.
Right before the Robert Plant show, and it just changed. Like the next day,
on.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like people are like, yeah, this isn't going to get done on time. I was like, that's cool. I don't care.
Screw it. Have you heard this album? Listen to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that was so unbelievable. I got to dig deep into Alison Krauss's history and all her recordings, because I can't help but think that there's just so much good stuff in there.
Best song of the night was when she did that Oh Brother Where Art Thou?
Yeah.
Down to the River.
Pray. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that, I don't know the exact title.
Something like that.
Yeah. It was incredible. Her voice was so smooth.
So good.
Voice of an angel.
And it was so cool how they kept trading instruments between each song. It was like they were all just like fucking around with different shit in the living room.
Yeah.
You know, oh yeah, yeah, let me have the mandolin for a second. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Man, it's just incredible watching musicians that are so unbelievably talented and cool.
And the Led Zeppelin covers were so different.
That
so
blew
cool.
everyone's mind, didn't it? The whole crowd freaked out when they recognized like that the song was a bluegrass version of a Led Zeppelin song.
Yeah, totally.
Everyone was just losing it. It was great, man.
Yeah.
Bailey, you should have been there.
Should have done it.
Yeah, Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey.
You would have loved it. You would have been dancing in the aisles.
Speaking of bluegrass and that sort of style of music, I brought a track in this week from a band called the Avett Brothers.
The Avett Brothers, yeah.
And they are just phenomenal. I really like the whole CD. This is one of the mellower tracks. But part of what's great about it isn't just the music itself, but the lyrics. Like, they're just lyrically, like, really, like, strong and just poetic and... some of their, you know, word choices are a bit off, but then you like think about it and you're like, oh, that makes so much sense.
Do you know where they're from?
I think they're from Kentucky, but I'm
ooh, muy authentico.
I'm not sure. We'll check it out.
And we'll get back to you. So this is the Avett Brothers, here they are.
disappear from your hometown. Go and find the people that you know. Show them all of your good parts. Leave town when the bad ones start to show. Go and wed a woman, a pretty girl that you never met. Make sure she knows you love her well, but don't make any other promises. The way your lies will bring you down and follow you to every town, 'cause nothing happens here that doesn't happen there. So when you run, make sure you run to something and not away from, 'cause lies don't need an aeroplane to chase you anywhere. I once heard the worst thing a man can do is draw a hungry crowd. Tell everyone his name, pride and confidence, but leaving out his doubt. I'm not sure I bought those words when I was young. I knew most everything. These words have never meant as much to anyone as they now mean to me. The way lies will bring you down and follow you to every town, 'cause nothing happens here that doesn't happen there. So when you run, make sure you run to something and not away from, 'cause lies don't need an aeroplane to chase you down. Nothing happens here, it doesn't happen there. So when you run, make sure you run to something and not away from, 'cause lies don't need an aeroplane to chase you anywhere. The way your lies will bring you down and follow you to every town, 'cause nothing happens here, it doesn't happen there. When you run, make sure you run to something and not away from, 'cause lies don't need an aeroplane to chase you down.
Yeah. Yells.
Yeah. So conquered, that was awesome.
Conquered North Carolina.
Yeah, indeed. Dude, I could totally live a life in Carolina, in the Carolinas. I mean, I haven't ever toured the South or the Southern states, or even, you know, the ones that were really in the Civil War and in the above the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah.
But I just know that I could call that home for several years.
There's so much good music coming out
it's
of that
it's
part
brilliant.
Of the world.
There's such an honesty to it all. It's awesome. I mean, you aren't going to find a boy band out of that area. I don't think ever. And if you do, well,
unless someone from L.A. flies out there to make a boy band out of that
boy
area.
Band. Yeah. Yeah, man, that was a great choice, man.
A lot of family bands that too, like, you know, like Black Crowes, for example, like their family band, or the Kings of Leon, their family band.
Kings of Leon aren't British.
a family band.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, they're not British.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
No, dude.
Wait a second. I thought they were.
No,
I thought
they're from the South.
You're kidding me.
No.
How did I get that one wrong?
Because they're popular. They're more popular.
They're huge
here.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. I just assumed because everyone loves the pants off those guys.
Yeah, yeah. It's so weird how like a lot of people don't like them. They're, for me, that was like my favorite. They're because of the times is like my favorite record last summer.
Yeah, yeah. That was incredible. That was incredible. You know, it is strange that I mean, you listen to how they sing, you would have to assume that they are from like the South somewhere in the States or, you know, one of those. But I just completely didn't listen to their accent at all and just assumed it was England.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So Scott Avett, vocals, banjo, kick drum and drums. Seth Avett, vocals, guitar, hi-hat, keys and drums. And then Bob Crawford, odd man out.
Yeah. Sorry, Bob.
Vocals and bass. Yeah, yeah, dude. Well, you know.
Are you sure they're sharing everything with you? Yeah, Bob, this is your cut.
Oh man, what was it? Where were we? Oh yeah, so back to the listeners a bit. We got this awesome email. Mitch actually got this awesome email from Lisa Lighting or.
Yeah,
leading?
She sent it into music at Nuts Underground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She has a cool story, so we thought we'd take a time out and read it to you. So she says, hi, Dan and Mitch. First of all, my listening story. I ran across your show the first time when there were three of you somewhere in California. I was hooked immediately because you guys were hilarious. I stood through you, Mitch's move to cold London, and the way more quiet tone the show got. And then I thought it was really nice Dan came on the show. You guys go really well together, and you're funny, with a little smiley emoticon. So I've been listening on and off for quite a time, off also because I was in India for 7 months working with street children in an NGO. I had some 60s and 50s episodes of Notes Underground with me, and in one you were saying you wanted to know more about your listeners. That's why I'm writing in some detail. I studied cultural anthropology, philosophy, and comparative religions in Munich, which is a great city for all kinds of cultural endeavors, including the almost never-ending list of clubs, bars, and live shows. I just saw the Knotwist last week. It was amazing, especially because I have been a fan for 10 years. Shrink was one of the first records I owned, and finally seeing the masterminds behind the music was a real fulfillment. I had imagined the singer really fragile, but he was tall, a bit chubby, and unshaven. Whatever. Hey, that's our style! Yeah! I think we could talk to that guy. The time in India was really great. I learned Hindi. Wow, she learned Hindi. And so much about Indian culture. The kids were really amazing, even though some of their stories were horrible. One boy had seen his mother be killed by his uncle, then ran away from home and lived in the jungle for some months when he was only 5 or 6 years old.
I can't believe that. That's like
unreal.
Hardcore.
It's absolutely unreal. But the new home the NGO had built for the kids and the possibilities they gave them, going to school, playing, learning, dancing, really meant they really let them lighten up. And they're so happy. Love to play and discover. I was listening to your shows when taking some kids from, I'm going to mispronounce this, Jaipur to Delhi to perform a theater play they had made. I'm the one with the turquoise headscarf. She sent in a picture. It was freezing cold this winter. Seeing Indian life on the streets and listening to your American humor and the music you were playing made for a really interesting contrast.
Oh.
I want to become a documentary filmmaker, and I wish I could capture the simultaneity of this crazy and diverse world when I make my own movies. Anyway, now to the music part. I'm pretty sure I've sent you this recommendation before, but as you also have your phases and apologies for not having played music that was sent in, I'll try again. Please visit my friend's homepage, Boy Android. You can find him on MySpace at myspace.com/boyandroid.
And Lisa, I remember actually getting this, and I apologize for not sending it in before, but we're definitely going to play it today.
Yep, it's coming right up. So they play very nice indie music. It might remind you of the Weaker Thans. I love the Weaker Thans. My favorite song is Bottles and Ashtrays. They work really hard, and I decided I want to help them. Because of my new role as manager, I want to try with these guys. Also, I'm contacting many clubs all over Germany, but it's really hard to get them some shows booked. Many clubs do package bookings from big companies or support only local bands, and the labels expect the bands to already be a made band with songs, a big fan crowd, or have a long list of shows they have played. The web makes this thing somewhat easier, but also it makes it a lot harder. The guys are really cool friends of mine. Mao is my ex-boyfriend. We were together for 5 years. He gave up uni because music is all he really wants, and now earns his money truck driving for a catering company. The rest of the time he devotes to music or the promotion of Boy Android. Hannes is my flatmate, boyfriend, and is studying biology. He also plays in the German punk band. I'm never going to get that name right. Okay, here we go. Collateral Schaden. Oh, collateral shit. Collateral. No, wait. Schaden. Schaden's not. I'm sorry. Scheiße. But
collateral Schaden.
Like Schadenfreude, right?
I don't know.
Probably some relation to Schadenfreude. Yeah. Collateral Schaden. Listen to Koenig's Der. Oh, just stop, Dan. Just stop. You're destroying it. If it wasn't for his band and Susie, he would probably spend all his time windsurfing in Tarifa or wherever. Hogan the Singer does all the graphics for the webpage, and he's studying graphic art. Benny works on a printing company. Okay, I think I have to stop writing now. This mail got way too long, but I can't help it anymore. Have a great day. Yours truly, Lisa. Well, man, thanks for that awesome email. That was really great. We totally love hearing the stories of the different listeners out there, because they're scattered all over the world doing different things, and it's unreal.
I know. That's like the cool thing about the World Wide Web pages, isn't it?
I absolutely love
it. We're forging relationships across cultural boundaries, cultural and state boundaries, and I don't know. That's really cool. Thanks, Lisa, for sending that in.
Yeah, and here's a Boy Android with Goodbye and Farewell. idea.
Yeah.
Well, that was
wait,
great.
So what we were just, it was a trip because Dan and I were just talking towards the end of that. And it was actually a really good track. But no, it kind of reminds me of Death Cab for Cutie.
A bit, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I've been listening to a lot of that lately in Postal Service, and this fits right in with me. That was super cool, man. I don't see why they're not getting gigs.
Yeah,
it's tough to get them a gig.
Yeah, well, it's not. I think what she was saying was that they're looking for already established bands, so they're like, they basically say if you're going to play here, we need you to guarantee a certain number of,
yeah,
of ticket sales.
Yeah, for the bar,
either you guarantee it with the sales themselves, or you back it up with money that we would otherwise pay you,
yeah.
Or, you know, and the last thing a band wants to do is play for free,
no.
Or at worst case scenario, owe the venue for like
that's
playing.
Like slave labor.
But
that's ridiculous.
But those guys make a living negotiating,
yeah,
like as much money as they can out of those ticket sales.
Yeah,
so it's that part of the business is really difficult.
Oh man, I know they could do well out here. There's a lot of really good.
Yeah,
yeah. Haley says rock and roll, and I like it. Man, well, they should, you know, Lisa, you should try and book him at Barden's Boudoir in London. There's a really great promotional company called Upset the Rhythm, and they do a lot of gigs at a place called Barden's, which is, how convenient, like 5 minutes from my house, and I go there all the time because the music is just awesome, and it's a sweet little venue. And they also do some gigs at a place called the Luminaire over on the other side of London in Kilburn. And those are like the two coolest.
I've been there. That place is sweet.
Luminaire is brilliant. Yeah, yeah. It's brilliant. They're the two coolest little venues.
Space Mountain played there. You remember Space Mountain from the early days?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the two coolest little venues. And I find so much great music coming through those places. And I don't think that there's a lot of issue with drinks or whatever because there's so many kids just looking to see what's playing there.
Sure.
Because they know that good gigs go into those places.
Right.
And so even if you don't know the band, it's well worth checking it out,
right,
and going to see the gig.
Because their whole market is the people that are looking for the next band rather than yesterday's
band. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's funny. Anyway, I feel really lucky to live next to one of those venues, you know, Barden's. But Lisa, if you do book them, write in and tell me because I'm going, and that would be awesome.
I think Bailey is getting tired of her chair.
Is she?
So I'm going to have to pull her out.
She needs a little socializing.
Yeah. Yeah.
She needs freedom.
Yeah. But we have some more comments. We could read some more comments or we could just go on to another track.
Well, we got a few more tracks to play. Maybe we should put through a few of these before we go into more comments.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds pretty cool.
Take it down a notch or should we do the Radiohead?
The remix?
The remix, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. This is... So they released all, you were talking about this at the last show, they released all the source files and let people remix them freely, right?
Yeah, I'll see if I can read the story, but yeah, that's basically it, that they just wanted people, this particular track, Nude, they've distributed all the source files all over the internet, so
it's brilliant.
They removed all the, like, they've separated, like,
yeah, all the
I
tracks.
Think they separated it into, like, six tracks or something,
yeah.
So... You know, they made it easy for the layman.
Yeah, it gives you room.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, man.
But they didn't, like, remove everything. They didn't put it into, you know, because I'm sure it's probably 1,000 different layers if you actually looked at it.
Yeah.
But they made it, I guess, sparse enough to where, a DJ could remix it.
There's some room to maneuver.
And this one has some rappers on it, I think.
Okay. Well, this is called Amp Live, Radiohead's Nude, featuring Too Short and MC Zumi, something like that.
Cool.
You ain't doing it right. Thug to the end, just don't know why. Even if you're wrong, you know I'm gonna ride in the streets
with the killers and the creeps.
You don't wanna learn, but I still wanna teach. I told you,
waste them weeks.
Cause all you ever do is just chase them freaks. Don't do it.
Don't lose your head.
Don't lose your head.
Don't lose your head.
liquor. Gunshots in the city, hustlers on the corner gon' get more busy. Gunshots, young stunner got caught up. Pop, big numbers, too bad, got slaughtered. Stunt now, you gon' pay later. Big booty girl, that's a black man savior. Serving, hit the block and be perfect. Roll real slow in the cut like a surgeon. Clean sleep, streets stay heated. Get a ghetto connoisseur, I know you see it. Post it, when my cousin's getting toasted. Got a big beat so fat, you smoke it.
Don't lose your head, yeah. Don't lose your head. Don't lose your head, yeah. Don't lose your head. Don't lose your head, yeah. Don't lose your head. Don't lose your head, yeah.
That's pretty cool,
dude. That was terrific. I can't wait to see the rest of the fruits that come from that.
I think there's thousands already. I don't know how to find them all though.
They're like the Johnny Appleseeds of music, Radiohead. You know, they're scattering the seeds around, yeah, letting people plant the trees.
Well, that's the thing, is that kind of work is, I don't know, it's actually really hard, like, to do that, to remix like that,
yeah,
and to do a good quality, like, try it. Well, basically,
I'm never going,
you know,
to.
What I mean,
but. I know, I can imagine that this is, you know.
A lot of people say that that's not art, being a DJ.
Well, that's, know, the problem. That's the issue, isn't it? I mean, like, if I were to put my creative efforts somewhere, I probably would immediately not put it there, just because people aren't going to credit you so much.
Right.
As if you'd made it, right, from scratch.
But, right, whereas, like, an architect is the one who gets credit, not the guy who made the wood, who cut the wood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Yeah, the architect gets all the credit for the materials.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a funny one. It's a funny one. But then, you know, then it's about proportion, isn't it? I guess you could say it's about proportion. Maybe we should come up with some sort of algorithm to say what proportion is you and what proportion is the originators.
But that's, that, but this is.
That's what copyright's about, though.
Well, right. And that, actually, this is what is really interesting to me, is that I think our copyright, wow, Bailey, I think that the copyright laws that we have are inadequate, right? The copyright laws that we have were based on the idea that there was someone who packaged it, and that that person who packaged it was in one way or another responsible for the music ending up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they could, if they wanted to sort of separate it out, they could write out, you know, who wrote it and who performed it.
Yeah, yeah,
if they wanted to start dividing it out. But we're getting to a stage now where the complexity of the mashups is so great that you could never possibly credit anyone, but that it's now becoming like a tribal thing, right?
Yeah,
where it's like we as a global community are, you know, are creating these things, and it's not any one individual's, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so you gotta wonder. I mean, I guess. Well, yeah. Clearly, Radiohead isn't gonna lay any claim over any of the songs generated.
No,
from these,
and that's the
sources.
Cool thing about what they're doing.
Yeah,
is that they're saying here.
But one day they possibly could, if they chose to be assholes about it,
like
under the current laws, right?
If one mix ends up being tremendous and somebody tries to make money using that mix,
yeah, and say it becomes the ringtone on everyone's phone, and, you know, next thing you know, well, you know, I mean, they all got their money.
Sure.
But it is things can get petty. Oh man, she's got a grip on her. She's a little Ultimate Fighter. It's funny how money can just, you know, make things complicated. I think P. Diddy probably said it best.
Is that what he said?
He said something like that.
Yeah.
It's funny how money, something, 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 something. Yeah. 98. Come on. Oh, man. Well, that was a good pick, dude. Here's a blast from the past and a little something Lisa was probably talking about, you know, the mix of old and new. This is the Zombies. I got reacquainted with the Zombies because we have there's a cider culture out here, you know, and people love a good cider in the summer.
Yeah. I love cider.
I love cider. I like it too. Yeah. And then
Aspall is my favorite.
Is it?
Yeah, it's one of those Suffolk ciders. Yeah.
I got really cheap tastes. I like Bulmers and Magners. I'm fine with those, even though they're pink and you know, nuclear in color. Yeah. I think they're gorgeous. But anyway, what was it? It was Magners. They took one of the Zombies songs. It's the time of the season. Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, is it? Anyway.
So you're putting an ad on our podcast.
Yeah. But they took that and they made everyone totally fall in love with that Zombies song again, and no one had heard it in ages. And then it turns out the Zombies have a few really cool hits. This one being one of them. So check it out.
Should I try to hide the way I feel inside my heart? For you, would you say that you would try to love me too? In your mind, could you ever be really close to me? I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But till I can see that you'd really care for me, I will dream that someday you'll be really close to me. I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But till I can see that you'd really care for me, I'll keep trying to hide the way I feel inside.
Isn't that pretty?
The dulcet tones of the Zombies. It's so funny because you wouldn't think when you hear that name, the Zombies, you wouldn't think it would be so sweet.
No, you wouldn't.
You know, it sounds like a punk band.
Yeah. Well, there are about a million zombies if you look on the web.
Right.
And a lot of them are punk and hard. But no, that's them. I mean, they do a lot of sweet tracks like that. In fact, they're probably one of my favorite 1960s bands. I think they formed in like 68 or 67.
Maybe just short of Donovan.
Yeah. Oh, my other favorite 60s band. Dude. Turns out, Chris Levine, this guy I work with a lot, he's friends with Donovan.
Really?
So I'm getting closer every day. And it's meeting the guy and driving around in like an old Rolls Royce in like some grassy field over his property and shooting pheasants. No, not, I'm sure he doesn't shoot pheasants from his Rolls Royce, but I wish he did in a way. He's way too peaceful a guy for that. No, he's huge into transcendental meditation.
You're going to find out that he's like an estranged, long-lost brother of yours if you...
Nothing would make me happier. That guy is so cool, man. He's my favorite Sunday morning music, Donovan. Yeah.
We were listening to some records at your party.
Yeah, we listened to
Donovan,
a few.
Donovan was one of them.
Oh, yeah. Did you pop that on?
Yeah, I did.
I totally thought it might have been you. Yeah.
They call it Mellow Yellow.
That's righteous. Yeah, it's pretty so cool. Good, man. Donovan's brilliant.
It was really nice, like, just having the record player on and...
Yeah,
listen to it, old school sort of.
We love that thing, man. It's made music. It's changed what music means to me because I came so late to the vinyl thing.
Yeah,
I came so late to having a record collection. I only just got one this year.
But more and more artists are actually releasing vinyls again.
It's good.
Weird. It's weird.
They're like you know, I was thinking actually that the Robert Plant Alison Krauss album should be on vinyl. That's the kind of thing you'd want to appreciate on a good heavy press vinyl. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. One of our listeners was actually talking about our whole MP3 versus vinyl debate.
Oh, yeah. He had some serious technological insight. You want to read about Aaron?
Sure. Yeah. So this is from Aaron. He says, "Hey gang, I was just hoping you're still all alive."
Yeah.
and kicking. We weren't gone that long. And not too overwhelmed with parental duties to craft a new podcast. I'm getting the shakes. I need my sweet, sweet new music nectar. Also, although it doesn't really apply to latest episodes, it seems like I get a vibe of you guys hating on lossy compression for music a lot. But I hear some generalities tossed around that aren't quite accurate.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Me?
That's probably me.
Me tossing around a generality?
Broad brushstrokes.
No. MP3, for example, isn't the ideal codec, but a higher bit rate's 256 or 320 kbps VBR encoding, I doubt you could possibly distinguish between the MP3 and the CD. Even better, there are other codecs with better quality per bit, like OGG or the incorrigible purists FLAC.
OGG sounds gangsta.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I got the OGG version.
Yeah.
Actually, it's interesting you say that because I think Brian Jonestown Massacre they distribute all their stuff for free via OGG on their website.
How is that a source I haven't tapped into?
Maybe it's either them.
Holy moly.
Yeah, I think so.
Brilliant.
Anyways, he says, much of what has been lamented about the loss of audio quality in modernish music isn't due directly to MP3 encoding, but due to the music being mastered very hot in the first place.
What does that mean, hot? Like when he says mastered very hot?
I think it means like maxing out the volume.
Oh, so okay, so you're slightly distorted.
If something's hot, it's as close to red line as possible.
Yeah.
And so if it's mastered like right on that border,
yeah,
then when you compress it, it's going to push it over.
Okay, gotcha.
And MP3 is a compression.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So he says, don't blame the binary encoding. Blame the people trying to pander to low quality listening environments.
I think that needs a political poster. Don't blame the binary encoding.
As discussion evolved, especially with Dr. Spence, to keep things on the level, it sounded like you guys were recognizing this anyways, but I wanted to throw the info in there in case you weren't.
No, much appreciated. I just have a general paranoia, and I'm probably spreading that paranoia because I don't know what I'm getting. I just download it and I decide whether I like it or not.
Right.
But then I worry later about whether or not if my entire collection that I've been building up of songs I like isn't going to like cut the mustard when I'm 80 years old in my easy chair wanting the high quality stuff because it's, you know, because I can't really go out and get it.
Yeah, I think there's two things with vinyl that I like about it. One is I like actually holding the record and like not just pressing the space bar or having a song randomly play while I'm walking around my house, but to like hold the record, pull it out, touch the needle on the vinyl. Like there's a process to it that makes me feel like I'm somehow appreciating it more, much like manners do with food.
Yeah.
You know, if you're just stuffing your face, then you could never appreciate it as much as if you like
or the pouring
sit
of the
down
tea
and
or,
you put the napkin on your lap and you're like really careful about, you know, seating yourself to dinner. But there's also this thing where I think even with CDs, they turn the audio wave into pixels.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a record is actually, it's completely analog. If you really do it true analog from beginning to end, then you're never actually transcoding the sound wave itself into anything digital.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you never go digital at any point in the process, you stay analog the entire way, then you're basically just taking a sound wave and imprinting it on a piece of vinyl. Mm. So it's not a digital resimulation.
Yeah.
So if you were to somehow zoom in on the sound wave itself, it would be round.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like on a CD, if you zoom in at some point, it's going to be
all square.
Square.
Bits, yeah.
Square bits. So I know that people say it's indistinguishable, but I somehow feel that there's like maybe a warmth that is present or something. I don't know. I know what a record sounds like when I'm in a room and I'm hearing it, and it sounds different than an MP3.
Yeah.
Unless the MP3 was recorded from a record.
Well, have you seen all these USB record players these days?
Yeah, we were talking about
There's a lot of them on sale now. It's like when you hunt for a record player, the chances are you're going to find one with a USB cord attached to it. And it kind of creeps me out a bit. It's kind of like, oh, man, this is a bastardization.
But it's cool. There's a lot of stuff that's not really... I mean, that's for people that want to mix music using vinyl as a mixing mechanism.
Yeah, or people, you know, that are just don't want to sell their vinyl collection, just want to transfer it, I suppose. But
thanks, Aaron. We're probably still going to overgeneralize and probably paint the wrong picture of the world. And
dude, Aaron sounds like he's glad to have you.
I'm glad to have you there giving us some comments. And I would like to know more about OGG and FLAC formats. I've been hearing more and more about them over the last 2 or 3 years. So.
Is there a bandana color I have to wear when I'm listening to OGG?
But for the record, I do all my music at 256 on my MP3s when I rip it. I don't do the 192.
When I rip it, I'd rip it at 256.
That's right.
That should be your bumper sticker.
But the thing is I do run it through AirTunes, and someone told me that AirTunes, you lose a lot. When you send it wirelessly from your computer to your speakers, there's an additional compression that takes place.
You got to look at every bottleneck along the way now, don't you?
I know.
There's so many of them. Honestly, I'm pretty confused by the Apple family of music networking TV products right now.
Yeah, they have the early adopters, but I think they're going to lose in the long run. I think that somebody else is going to come around with a better quality.
Yeah,
for the high fidelity freaks is going
to. Well, it seems to me TiVo is pretty competitive. I mean, TiVo were the first computer box or a TV box.
You can
box,
get Rhapsody.
Right?
You can get Rhapsody on TiVo now.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know if Rhapsody is a subscription music service.
Yeah, I don't use it, but I know it.
So you can basically get anything you want on your TV.
I think TiVo probably has an edge on Apple because Apple still has a complex system.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't tried.
It's pretty hard to get it all set up. No, I don't. I have my laptop, and I hook my laptop up to my TV, and then I use Front Row to mess around with all the media on it, which is cool, but I think that there's a better way for sure.
I'm still all about downloading torrents of whatever it is I want to watch and just having a mega torrent library always downloading.
So that's what I have. I have this huge torrent library, AVIs or whatever is what they end up coming in as. And then I access them using a little remote control on my laptop. Let's read some of these other user comments.
Chester,
one of my old high school buddies, he actually sent in a comment, and he's pretending like we don't know each other, but that's funny. It's hard to convey that really, but he says Chester says, I love the shows, Mitch. As you know, I've been listening for a few years now. While I was in Costa Rica, I looked at iTunes and it had not downloaded the shows in a while, so I downloaded them all over the 2 weeks. Listen to all of them. I had 2 week transit from Costa Rica to Seattle.
Jesus.
And had lots of times to listen. He's on a boat. He's a sailor.
Oh, cool.
Every night I would load a few shows on the iPhone, and me and a few other crew would gather around like the radio in the old days. Needless to say, they are all hooked on the show too. Now that I'm back in Seattle, I just filled up my iPod with tons of new music from the shows. Thanks a lot, guys, and keep up the good work.
No worries. Welcome to Port Thaler. No, what's he sail? Why is he sailing around all the time?
I think now he's doing huge yachts. When we were younger, we used to do the smaller boats.
He's crew on racing yachts or on private yachts?
Big, expensive boats.
Microsoft vice president yachts.
Exactly.
Wow.
But when we were younger, when I lived in SF, we used to, race. We actually did a race together around the Farallon Islands.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
That's cool.
That's an interesting gig. I was told that it's actually, you don't have to have a huge amount of experience to get positions on, because racing yachts go out to Hawaii and back or whatever race. But it's no one wants to crew it on the way back. They only want to crew it on the way out.
They call it a delivery when you're talking about
exactly. And I always thought that would be really cool to get on one of the crews that takes the racing yacht back.
Yeah, yeah. I actually did. I was on a delivery run from Mexico to San Francisco.
No way.
Yeah, it was a 3-day trip, and we just motored the whole time. We tacked like 3 times, so we didn't. Really? It wasn't a sailing trip. It was just a delivery.
It was just cruising. Because
it's fun to go the other way. To go from SF down to Mexico, you're just catching the headwinds the whole way, and you just, you know, you're cruising. You've got.
But wait, somehow it's not fun coming back?
Because you're against the wind.
Yeah, but so what? You're motoring. You're just chilling on a yacht. It's nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's, you get nauseous and it's
really?
And it's slow.
Did you have a hard time getting your sea legs? Was that like your first real open ocean?
I mean, I get sick easily. Yeah, yeah. But not as easily as you know, Ren. Like Ren gets sick really easily. Like every boat we've been on, she's like within 10 minutes. Like,
oh, man, I know the feeling. I went on a whale watching trip once with my friend Neil when I was a kid, and he did it for like his like 8th birthday or something, and parents took all the kids out. There were like a group of 10 of us. I think about one of us saw a whale. The rest of us were leaning over the railing, like just puking our guts out the whole time. And literally when people were getting off the boat afterwards, because there were a lot of other people that were on the boat, like beyond our party, people were getting off the boat and they were like just like wiping their trousers off as they were getting off the boat from all like the vomit spray that was coming down the side. It was really just, it was just a vomit fest, the whole thing. No one had the steady stomach to deal with it.
Chester, is that something you get over? It seems to me that it's something you just learn to ignore rather than something that gets any easier.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I imagine it's a lot more difficult when you're trying to sleep, too, in the cabin. And I was told by some seasoned sailors that you got to eat saltine crackers. Somehow that, like, settles your stomach, but it didn't help me one bit. I was pounding those things.
Let's see, what else? We got one from Severin. Hey, guys, just wanted to leave you a comment because you said you like comments in the last show. We do.
Tell us about yourself.
I've been listening to your show since a few weeks. Since I don't have much time to search for good music, I'm really glad to have your show to discover new stuff.
Oh,
keep
good.
It up, yo.
We try.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I get a massive list of them every morning, and I pick the best names and download those bands, and then we see if they're any good. It's a scientific process.
It's funny, though. With more and more bands out there, it's getting harder and harder to find stuff. So these recommendation services are, you know, I think.
Yeah. And people say like, what's in a name, you know? And well, now maybe it means even more to have a solid name. Like, for example, The Hold Steadies. I found this band. Turns out they're big. I had no idea they were pretty big. Did you know them?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
You've heard of them?
I don't know.
They're playing all over the place, including Tea in the Park, which is a huge festival up in Scotland. And, you know, they do the they're doing the Pitchfork Media. I didn't know Pitchfork Media did a festival/concert in Chicago, but they do.
Oh, really?
That would be one to go to, man.
Yeah.
I love Pitchfork Media.
Yeah, Pitchfork's great.
Anyway, this is The Hold Steadies.
It starts off all slow. I guess we can rock now. Dan,
ready?
Dan, can we rock?
Yeah, here we go.
We'll be right back. downtown. Virginia really is for the lovers. Philly's full of friendly friends that'll love you like a brother. Pensacola parties hard with poppers, pills, and Pepsi. Ybor City is Trey Speedy, but they throw such killer parties. Killer parties almost killed me.
Pretty cool. Kind of reminded me of Casio Tone for the Painfully Alone a little bit, but
a little bit less, a little more
rock and roll, a little less industrial. I don't know.
It reminded me actually of those we mentioned earlier, the Kings of Leon. A little bit in the singing. Listen, the sound of the voice, the vocals. Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I dug it. That was the weaker than, or not the weaker than, the Hold Steady with Killer Parties. I always like a good song about a good party. There was this band, Mitch, and this is going to be completely obscure, and I would love it if one of our listeners knew what I'm talking about, because I've been wondering for a while now. There was this song in the late 80s, maybe mid 80s, called This Party Sucks. And it was, I can't remember what the name of the band is, and I've been trying to find the band for a long time. This is probably a bit of trivia for Lee the Dork. But let's call it Notes Underground Karaoke Moment. Here's my best interpretation of the song that I love from this 80s that I can't find the band of. The singer sings something like this. I can't take it anymore because this party sucks. It really sucks. You need to know I'm going home because this party sucks. And then it goes on about all the anecdotes as to why this party sucks. You know, the band's too loud and who is this stupid chick? You know, I'm going home. This party sucks. You know, anyway, yeah. It was absolutely hilarious. I dug it. And if anyone out there knows what I'm talking about, please help me out.
I can't believe you just pulled a dork report call out.
It is. We're sending out the bat signal, really. Lee, help us out.
That calls back to the early days when when Zach and Bobby and I used to start things without knowing how we were going to finish them, and then Lee would call in and help us finish.
Yeah, he's done that only once or twice since I've come on.
Yeah,
he's been busy though. I hear from him a little bit. I mean, he invited me to be his buddy on LinkedIn.
Nice.
Recently,
he's definitely in the social networking circles.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, Lee, will you phone in a dork report?
Party sucks, Lee. Help me out.
If you're listening, are you still listening? Hey, we got one more comment from Brian. He says, yo, dudes, good last few shows, lots of music. I like the Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum and the Rack on Tours, mucho, mucho. I wanted to check out Gogo Bordello as well. You guys talk about them, but have you not
played them?
Played
on the last
them.
Gig.
We actually did play them on,
yeah.
I think, number 77.
Yeah.
It was a double bill with Madonna.
Yeah.
So maybe that was a little bit unfair.
Dig it, dig it, die, dig it, dig it.
but that's Gogo Bordello.
Dig it, dig it, die.
Bailey is being a pest. Oh yeah. So he says, I'm about to become a father in a few weeks.
Cool.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Any advice for me, Mitch? One is don't try and produce a podcast while babysitting, because it gets difficult.
Wiggle worm.
Yeah. I think I don't know that there's anything anybody can say really to prepare you for that. It's amazing, but I guess what I can say, if you haven't already become a father, is that it's in you. You know, I think it's in all of us to parent children. I think that's part of our, you know, genetic makeup, is to take care of the little ones. And you might not have felt it before, but you will with your own.
So maybe don't try and think about it too much.
Don't think about it too much. You'll know what to do when the time comes, and you're going to be great. Especially because you're already, you know, someone asking for advice. I think, you know, that's a good sign that you're open to listening to what other people have to say, and whatever it is that everybody else has to say, that's only worth about 25%, and the rest is you, and you know what to do.
Except for, I would have to put in a caveat there, unless you're listening to John Lennon, who I think said love is all we need, which is probably a big, I don't know, that I would probably put that in my parenting rule, not that I'm a
parent
much,
yet. That's a much more poignant way of saying exactly what I was just saying.
Maybe.
Yeah. And apparently I'm not loving my daughter. So maybe we should play one last song. I think we've got one
We have one from the Ting Tings.
The Ting Tings.
This is your
band I've been reading a lot about on the UK papers, so I thought I'd check it out.
Yeah.
And this one's for you.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
And I'm biting on my tongue, and I keep stalling and keeping it together. People around gotta find something to say now. Holding back every day the same. Don't wanna be a loner. Listen to me, oh no, I never say anything at all. But with nothing to consider, they forget my name. Aim, aim, aim. They call me Help. They call me Stacy. They call me Help. they call me Jane. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me Quite, but I'm a liar. Mary Jo Lisa, always the same. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. I'm Mr. Catch if they throw me the ball. I'm the last trip standing up against the they call me help. They call me Stacy. They call me her. They call me Jane.